Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Our 49 question for big screen characters Wally Blake and Harvey Krishman were both excited when their office mate announced that she had given 2 weeks' notice. They were excited because they felt that they could put one piece of utilitarian equipment back into the office when their coworker was gone. What do they specifically call that piece of equipment? The answer is cuspidor. Cuspidor is the answer, and we are not accepting spittoon.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening with 90FM News. I'm Connor Godfrey. The Rhode Island Supreme Court ruled Friday that a man who called a friend from Sin City in 2007 to borrow $8,500 must pay it back. That's despite an archaic Rhode Island law invalidating gambling loans. The case arose when former congressional candidate David Vogel received a phone call from Juan Catala. Catala said he had lost money gambling and needed help. Vogel wired him $8,500. After Catala refused to pay the money, Vogel sued him. Catala argued he didn't have to pay because of the old law. A superior court judge sided with Vogel. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside. All the point values from Hour 48 and Question 1 of Hour 50 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Grandmother Willow and Young Beard from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Yes.
What is your team name?
Rosa should have called Shotgun.
How did your team get their name?
Well, out of about 30 losers on our team, nobody could think of the name till the very last minute.
Well, that's a good call.
What are you guys doing to stay up this year?
We drank, we partied, we ate, and then we ate some more, and then we started all over again. And then some of the losers finally had to die and go to sleep for a while.
Oh, that's too bad. What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Fucky Pig. That's how we talk to each other.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
I would pummel them. Yep. Because I'm not very nice.
Can you summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
Absolutely fantastic, obvious.
That's beautiful. What would you say is your team's slogan?
Team 30 Losers, do it again.
Can you say that with a British accent?
30 Losers, do it again.
Can you say that with a Russian accent?
Russian? I don't know what Russian is.
What would you say is the most scrumptious radio station in this side of the universe?
Scrumptious, delicious radio station is WWFP.
Thank you so much. For Trivia Focus, I'm Grandmother Willow.
And I'm Young Bid.
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
Here are the point values for questions in Hour 48. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 335 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 20 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 48. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 335 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 20 points. Hour 50, question number 1. A number 1 song had been co-written and released on an album by one of its writers, a successful recording artist in her own right. The number 1 version, released several years later, was completely rearranged with different instruments and a totally different sound and feel. The new version was so successful that after skyrocketing up in the charts, it stayed at a number 1 for 9 weeks. What is the name of this hit song? Once again, Hour 50, question 1. A number 1 song had been co-written and released on an album by one of its writers, a successful recording artist in her own right. The number 1 version, released several years later, was completely rearranged with different instruments and a totally different sound and feel. The new version was so successful that after skyrocketing up the charts, it stayed at number 1 for 9 weeks. What is the name of this hit song? Good luck, trivia players.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love, not mine forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way. Yeah. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Question 1, Hour 50. Question 1, Hour 50. A number 1 song had been co-written and released on an album by one of its writers, a successful recording artist in her own right. The number one version, released several years later, was completely rearranged with different instruments and a totally different sound and feel. The new version was so successful that after skyrocketing up the charts, it stayed at number one for 9 weeks. What is the name of this hit song?
A complication, and it's an only child. Consume my reputation, something more than what. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face, or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. In hibernation to the talk of size to gone. The social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that follow me. Seem to be what everybody has. How it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question one, hour 50. A number one song had been co-written and released on an album by one of its writers, a successful recording artist in her own right. The number one version, released several years later, was completely rearranged with different instruments and a totally different sound and feel. The new version was so successful that after skyrocketing up the charts, it stayed at number one for 9 weeks. What was the name of this hit song? The answer is Betty Davis Eyes. The answer is Betty Davis Eyes. Question 2, hour 50. Children everywhere like to sleep with their favorite stuffed animal or toy. They also tend to name those objects of fondness with sometimes goofy names. Animated character Johnny sleeps with a piece of board. What is the pet name that Johnny gives to his sleep toy? Question 2, hour 50. Children everywhere like to sleep with their favorite stuffed animal or toy. They also tend to name those objects of fondness with sometimes goofy names. Animated character Johnny sleeps with a piece of board. What is the name that Johnny gives to his sleep toy?
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his food is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's his number one in the state.
Question 2, hour 50. Children everywhere like to sleep with their favorite stuffed animal or toy. They also tend to name those objects of fondness with sometimes goofy names. Animated character Johnny sleeps with a piece of board. What is the pet name that Johnny gives to his sleep toy? Phones down in the back. Question 2, hour 50. Children everywhere like to sleep with their favorite stuffed animal or toy. They also tend to name those objects of fondness with sometimes goofy names. Animated character Johnny sleeps with a piece of board. What is the pet name that Johnny gives to his sleep toy? The answer is Plank. To repeat, the answer is Plank. Question 3, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells his friend Pete that the design style in his living room is Feng Shui? Question 3, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells his friend Pete that the design style in his living room is Feng Shui?
You know you should be glad. glass. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Question 3, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells his friend Pete that the design style in his living room is Feng Shui? Phones down in the back. Question 3, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who tells his friend Pete that the design style in his living room is Feng Shui? The answer is Gus Lobel. Question 4, hour 50. What is the name of the device used by Professor Paradox to control time and space? We want the two-word name as referred to by the professor. Question 4, hour 50. What is the name of the device used by Professor Paradox to control time and space? We want the two-word name as referred to by the professor.
Thank you.
Question 4, hour 50. What is the name of the device used by Professor Paradox to control time and space? We want the two-word name as referred to by the professor.
I'm walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking, by you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, I'm waiting for your company, I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side, for you prepare your evil die. I'm walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking, but you and me.
Phones down in the back. Question 4, hour 50. What is the name of the device used by Professor Paradox to control time and space? We want the two-word name as referred to by the professor. The answer is Chrono Navigator. The answer is Chrono Navigator.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Question 5, hour 50. Turn to picture number 6 in the new Trivia Times. The picture has obviously been altered to remove a trademark phrase that was used to describe a combination of warranty and features on a vehicle. What is that trademark expression? Turn to picture number 6 in the new Trivia Times. The picture has obviously been altered to remove a trademark phrase that was used to describe a combination of warranty and features on a vehicle. What is that trademark expression?
When I say I love you, I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through. I'm telling you now, I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure I'm in love with you now. Thank you.
for many a day. I'm in love with you now. Do you think I'm fooling when I say I love you? I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through.
Question 5, hour 50. Turn to picture number 6 in the new Trivia Times. The picture has obviously been altered to remove a trademark phrase that was used to describe a combination of warranty and features on a vehicle. What is that trademark expression? Down in the back, phones down in the back. It is question 5, hour 50. Turn to picture number 6 in the new Trivia Times. The picture has obviously been altered to remove a trademark phrase that was used to describe a combination of warranty and features on a vehicle. What is that trademark expression? The answer is Ultra Zesty Deluxe. The answer is Ultra Zesty Deluxe. Question 6, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is described as a footloose and fancy-free young private detective who would take whatever jobs he could do to make a buck? Question 6, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who is described as a footloose and fancy-free young private detective who would take whatever jobs he could to make a buck?
Yeah.
Question 6, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who was described as a footloose and fancy-free young private detective who would take whatever jobs he could to make a buck? Down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 6, hour 50. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who was described as a footloose and fancy-free young private detective who would take whatever jobs he could to make a buck? The answer is Rocky Fortune. The answer is Rocky Fortune. Question 7, hour 50. Turn to picture number 27 in the New Trivia Times. The athlete in the picture won an award which had been discontinued and recently revived. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Question 7, hour 50. Turn to picture number 27 in the New Trivia Times. The athlete in the picture won an award which had been discontinued and recently revived. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet,
a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Question number 7, hour 50. Turn to picture number 27 in the New Trivia Times. The athlete in the picture won an award which had been discontinued and recently revived. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 7, hour 50. Turn to picture number 27 in the New Trivia Times. The athlete in the picture won an award which had been discontinued and recently revived. What is the first and last name of this athlete? The answer is Maury Willis. The answer is Maury Wills. All right. Question 8, hour 50. When big screen character James Bond was busy chasing a bad guy, he got into an excavator. While on a moving railroad train, started the excavator and proceeded to roll over several automobiles being transported on the train. What is the brand and model of the auto that 007 destroyed on the train? When big screen character James Bond was busy chasing a bad guy, he got into an excavator while moving on a railroad train, started the excavator, and proceeded to roll over several automobiles being transported on the train. What is the brand and model of this auto that 007 destroyed on the train?
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Treasure these few words till we're together. Keep all my love forever.
do love. P.S. I love you.
Question 8, hour 50. When big screen character James Bond was busy chasing a bad guy, he got into an excavator while on a moving railroad train, started the excavator, and proceeded to roll over several automobiles being transported on the train. What is the brand and model of auto that 007 destroyed on the train?
Told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start.
Phones down in the back. Question 8, hour 50. When big screen character James Bond was busy chasing a bad guy, he got into an excavator while on a moving railroad train, started the excavator, and proceeded to roll over several automobiles being transported on the train. What is the brand and model of auto that 007 destroyed on the train? The answer is a Volkswagen Beetle. Volkswagen Beetle is the answer.
Trivia 44 and Cameron Morris. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening with
90FM News. I'm Connor Godfrey. A state police affidavit says a Maine man who lived in the woods as a hermit for nearly 3 decades was carrying bacon, marshmallows, and $395 in cash when he was arrested on burglary charges. An affidavit obtained by the Kennebec Journal lists the items 47-year-old Christopher Knight possessed when he was arrested this month on charges he stole food from a camp for children with special needs. The items also include keys, pliers, electrical tape, a watch, a baseball bat, coffee, hamburger patties, chicken nuggets, cheese, corn syrup, and potato chips. Since his arrest, Knight has attracted a telephone marriage proposal and a stranger's offer to bail him out. Knight rejected the bail offer and remains jailed. Police say he may have been responsible for a thousand burglaries overall. I'll look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside, all of the point values from Hour 49, and question 1 of Hour 51 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Bon Cui Cui.
And Double D.
From 90FM, would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Well, certainly.
What's your team name?
My couch pulls out, but I don't.
My couch.